almost worth saying is Question Time Review. Dominic Lawson, you have entertained me. Question Time, the 27th of May, 2021. The panel, Grant Shapps, Conservative, Emily Thornbury, Labour, Tom Newton Dunn, journalist, Kate Clancy, writer and teacher, Nandra Ahmed, National Care Association. The venue, London. First question. Do you agree with Dominic Cummings that thousands of people died needlessly in the pandemic? Emily Thornbury, Labour, thought lots of things brilliant, such as the vaccine and the NHS, but the government had been and still was chaotic. She wanted an inquiry and referenced alleged cuts in the health service and people being discharged to care homes without being tested. Miss Thornbury is properly monikered Lieutenant Colonel Temporary, the Right Honourable and Learned Lady Emily Ann Newgee QC MP. A bit of a mouthful, previously QT Review has referred to her eminence as Lady Emily, but upon reflection, Lady Emily would seem more appropriate. Lady Emily's father was Belfast-born and four times married and divorced, United Nations Assistant Secretary-General Cedric Thornbury. Lady Lardy's husband is Sir Christopher George Newgee, the Right Honourable Lord Justice Newgee, a QC and a High Court of Appeal judge. Her father-in-law was preeminent Chancery Barrister Edward Newgee. Her mother-in-law was Rachel Makeover, a Bletchley Park codebreaker and World Central President of the Mothers' Union. Despite this, Lardy takes every opportunity to plead poverty, claiming she grew up in a council house on the mean streets of Guildford. Unlike Mr. Shapps, and despite not being a Palestinian, Lady Emily is a friend of Palestine. When Shadow Foreign Secretary and Jeremy Corbyn's toxic anti-Semitic opposition, she promised to recognise the state of Palestine and review British arms sales to Israel, adding at the Labour Party's Brighton conference in 2019, "You can be assured that standing up for the Palestinians will be at the top of my list of priorities." A carefully rehearsed QT50 audience queued up to kick the government. The original questioner sensibly found it difficult to know who to believe. I refer to Mr. Cummings and his recent Select Committee evidence to be that of one who has an axe to grind. Grant Shapps, Conservative, didn't agree with the premise of the question. Mr. Shapps was dressed in a sombre black suit with white shirt and black tie. Was he expecting the first question to be about George Floyd? Mr. Shapps is the MP for Welling Hatfield and Secretary of State for Transport. As a QT regular, Puffins are already aware that Grammar Schoolboy Grant is the proud possessor of an HND in Business and Finance from Manchester Polytechnic. More honourable pursuits, such as get-rich-quick pyramid-selling scams and content-trawling click-through advertising apps, having failed, Mr. Shapps entered Parliament in 2005. Because the vexed Middle East is in the news and a question regarding ethnicity likely, we must sound the careful now klaxon. Mr. Shapps was formerly a member of the B'nai B'rith youth organisation BBYO, rising to become its national president in the 1980s. However, the Jewish Chronicle reminds us the then new Conservative Party chairman, Mr. Shapps, is not known for making the rounds of fundraising dinners for Jewish charities, making grand statements about Israel, or intervening in debates about Holocaust education or anti-Semitism. Nandra Ahmed, National Care Association, spoke on Zoom from a palatial front room. She complained about the price of PPE and care homes' protective equipment being diverted elsewhere. She disagreed with embattled Health Secretary Mr. Hancock's off-stated view that care homes had been well shielded. Tom Newton Dunn took it as read that tens of thousands had died unnecessarily, and the key point was to find out why and then to decide who to blame. Two important issues. The system in March 2020 was inadequate and incapable of learning. The system was completely lacking. Kate Clancy, writer and teacher, despite being a Scot, talked like a posh English person. She thought there were many known unknowns at the start of the pandemic and leaned towards the government's response being botched. Miss Clancy is a lefty poet and teacher. 2019, she was teaching at a multicultural school in Oxford. In an overlong Guardian feature, Kate claimed the school was plural, that is, with British pupils pushed into a minority. I have written a poem for her. Kate teaches in a school where being tinged is the rule, where multiculti skin hue shows English pupils few. What shall we do, fellow proud Brit? surround with Iron Dome, and bomb it. A fitting tribute. Emily didn't want Cummings to have the last word on this, and repeated her call for an inquiry. Having said that, she shared the conclusions of her own inquiry, that any negative said about the Prime Minister somehow rang true. Never mind that. Puffers want to know about this humble author's aches and pains. Next slide, another tooth out, weighed down to 11 stone and 8 pounds. I can't chew. With my pretty young dentist being in uniform, PPE, speaking a foreign language, Scots, and ordering me about while towering over my prone self with pliers and screwdrivers, these appointments are rather like a vision from the hagiography of the recently departed St. Max of Mosley. Incidentally, the painkillers also kill off all of my other aches and pains. For the first time in years, I've been able to look over my shoulder while reversing the car. Every cloud. Even so, I have put myself on light duties and early nights. If this review, therefore, detaches from QT in the way a 7-hour Dominic Cummings rant might detach from what really happened in Carrie Simmons's Downing Street, you know why. A contradiction arose about care homes. Tom drew a distinction between doing something and trying to do something. Mr. Hancock had somewhat oversold his capacities. Thomas Zoltan Newton Dunn currently presents on Times Radio. Yes, Zoltan, his mother being the Hungarian European Union Quangocrat Anna Akri. Thomas' father is Bill Newton Dunn, a career MEP, firstly for the Conservative Party before defecting to the Lib Dems in 2000. Tom's grandfather was Lieutenant Colonel Owen Frank Newton Dunn, OBE, of the Duke of Edinburgh's Royal Regiment. Lieutenant Colonel Newton Dunn was awarded his OBE for his service in Berlin during the Cold War. As a young man, Tom followed in his father's footsteps to £40,000-a-year Marlborough College, after which he took English literature at Edinburgh University before commencing a career in journalism. Mr. Newton Dunn has worked in numerous roles for the BBC, not least presenting Week in Westminster. Tom's sister Daisy is a BBC producer, while Tom's wife's business, The Return Hub, is endlessly plugged by the corporation. Mrs. Newton Dunn, better known as Dominie Moss, is a graduate in art history, criticism and conservation from the University of East Anglia, and her business concerns City of London corporate headhunting. The second question asked, after the Dyson report, can the BBC regain the confidence of the public? Tom, perhaps not surprisingly, was positive about the BBC, but found the decision to rehire Bashir an odd one, which required heads to roll. Grant Shapps reminded us that there is a mid-term charter review on its way, at which point things could be put back on track. Kate said, we need the BBC, a source of news that we can trust. Where's the BBC in that sentence, sweetheart? A QT50 audience member blamed a failure of accountability of management, also seen at the post office, the banks and elsewhere. A brave man, perhaps making his final QT50 appearance, thought Fiona was paid too much. The Royal Charter should be scrapped and an advertising model used instead of the licence fee. Was it Andrew Neil in disguise? Emily mentioned accountability and management and claimed this was all over 20 years ago. No, it wasn't, Emily. Martin Bashir left the BBC last week, and he wasn't sacked. He left on health grounds. Emily thought the BBC was an antidote to fake news. It belongs to us. The us, as with the we, being an Islington bubble of fakes, like Lardy, Emily and Tom, she forgot to add. A respected voice, added Nandra Ahmed. Interestingly, all of these people who are being paid to appear on the BBC are keen on the BBC. It would be a big help if the forthcoming GB News channel not only provided the BBC with much-needed competition, but were to broadcast an early evening Q&A panel show, preferably with the likes of David Starkey and Lawrence Fox involved. Shall we cross our fingers for a while longer while having, cough, got off to a premature start on Wednesday? Hangs head in shame, with an ill-timed preview, flagellates self. The latest timings for GB News are May the 27th, show reels, May the 31st, teasers, June the 13th, live broadcast launch at 8 p.m. Have you seen the show reel? I'm always worth saying. Truth, sarcasm, the occasional funny voice. The George Floyd question finally arrived. Grant thought justice had been done with the conclusion of the Minneapolis murder trial, but there remains an ongoing fight in the ghetto between gangs. Bruce mentioned the Islamophobia report, which cleared the Tory party of such things, but which Bruce drew the opposite conclusion from. Mr. Shapps reminded Lady Emily of another report that excoriated the Labour Party's anti-Semitism. Ms. Ahmed said it still went on in America. She felt lost. What have we learned in the last year? Asked Bruce. I'll answer that. We've learned that the media bubble in London can't cope with race, are terrified of the large black population in London, and will say and do anything to appease it. Teacher Kate told us young people were more empowered to speak up and name their experiences. I wonder what that means. She wanted to change the school curriculum to include the partition of India, when Muslims, Sikhs and Hindus slaughtered each other by the hundreds of thousands. Tom had been to a footy match, Arsenal versus Brighton, and was surprised when people booed the Black Lives Matter knee. Why, Tom? All lives matter. That's how detached from reality Tom's London media bubble are. Lady Emily's heart bled for St. Margaret's of Rashford as he continues to suffer ape references on social media. I will ask a question that I've asked before, Lady Emily. Which would you prefer, to listen to monkey noises or to listen to your daughter being multiculturally groomed? The last question regarded another source of racial conflict, the Eurovision Song Contest. Why are we so disliked across Europe? Asked Uber Remainer Tom of our last place in the competition. Your humble reviewer suggests it's not a popularity contest. It's about the quality of the music. Perhaps our song was just plain crap. Having said that, Germany finished second bottom, so Tom might have a point.